From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio.
ESPN 1000.
The home of the White Sox.
WMVP Chicago.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Shout out to everyone calling in today. A rejuvenated fan base. Justin Fields was on this show a little while ago. We're going to replay that interview coming up at 5:30. So if you missed the interview, you're in your car now. Maybe you get home before that. You don't want to just sit in your car. If you got a smart speaker at home, just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000, Google Play, Alexa. We've got the ESPN Chicago app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, do it now. More than ever, you get all the shows live, all the on-demand podcasts. The podcast of Justin Fields is up now if you really want it. I'd suggest waiting till after the show, but do it. It's on demand for a reason. You listen to when you want to listen. And we also cut a new podcast with Carmen and Yurko with some raw crosstalk. So you get uncensored crosstalk. We're going to do that for at least once a week. We recorded this yesterday before the draft. So it's just a good, fun half hour listen. Totally unedited, unscripted, and just fun. If you've loved the crosstalk between our two shows, we don't get to do that anymore because of the way the schedule works out, but we're going to get back and we're going to make it possible on the ESPN Chicago app. Wilbon joining us, and I mentioned that, but the way things go today is it's hope. It's something that I've talked a lot about. I was just reading some of my DMs on Instagram, and a lot of people are like, Sylvie, you're going to get hurt again. Sylvie, there's no guarantees going to be developed. Nagy is still here. I am not going to go at you like Cap did with Trubisky. I'm not going to tell you that it will end badly for you, that if you don't believe Justin Fields is going to work. All I'm telling you is I love everything I've seen. I love the pick, and I'm optimistic. You're right. Nothing is guaranteed. Developing a quarterback is very, very hard. Every team is still looking for that quarterback. Even when you have a quarterback, teams are looking. Look at how the Packers got in trouble. But I just, on paper, I love everything about it. I love the way it developed last night, and I won't guarantee it, but I'm on board fully with this, backing the Bears finally. Let's go to Michael Wilbon right now. He's brought to you by Waddle's guys at HawkAuto.com, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Subaru, Cadillac, Mazda, and VW all in one place. HawkAuto.com, where Chicagoland saves big. Michael, I teased you by saying you normally don't get hyped up for the draft and you normally don't compliment Bears management. Are you liking what you saw last night?
Yes, but that doesn't mean I got hyped up for the draft. As a matter of fact, Sylvie, the reason if you noticed, and you might not have, I was not on PTI yesterday or today. I took 2 days off just to get away from the damn draft.
You scheduled off on purpose because you wanted no part of it.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. I want no part of the hype of the draft. The draft itself is no monster. But what people have made of the draft, and yes, our colleagues and bosses, what they've made of the draft is sort of preposterous to me. Anything that isn't good enough to assess that Tom Brady is better than a six-round draft pick is not something I believe in. I mean, how great a thing can it be if it misdiagnosed Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all, so badly? So, no, I'm not a draft guy. I'm never going to be one. And I have to tell you this story real quickly. I'll condense it. So starting on Sunday at my house in D.C., Matthew wakes me up and says, Dad, I know what's going to happen Thursday. I go, what's going to happen? I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, the Bears are going to trade up, and they're going to get Justin Fields.
Ooh.
I go, dude, just please, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Leave me alone. Go away. And then Monday, Dad, the Bears are going to trade up. They're going to get Justin Fields. I'm like, Matthew, I don't know what you're drinking. You're too young to be smoking anything. But this is preposterous. Here's why it can't happen. This continued through Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then last night at the beginning of the first round, Dad, I'm telling you, we're going to get Justin Fields. And I started to bet him a massive amount of money to get him out of my face until when that little flash came up, the Bears were next on the clock. Did people get that? Before they announced it, did you know that?
Yes, I saw
the little
right.
color-coded thing where we can see the Bears are picking 11th and they had traded. And in my house, I wasn't even home. I was in Chicago. I just hear screaming from my son. I now have to put up with this kid. I got to live with this kid. And all he's been saying for the last, 24 hours is, Dad, I got this right, and you owe me.
That's brilliant.
And I don't know what I owe him. I am. How do I feel about this? I am hopeful. I'm encouraged. I am going to give a big, kudos, not that that matters for me, to Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. All that matters. But the only franchise of any kind in football that has a worse history at quarterback than the Chicago Bears is the Ohio State Buckeyes. I am grateful. I am hopeful. But let's not map the Super Bowl party just yet.
Right.
Not map it yet. I'm really into it. I told Matthew as a reward, I said, look, when the schedule comes out, I think it's May 12th, I said, you can pick any three games to go to you want. He's already telling me that Seattle and the Bears play in Seattle, and he wants to go see Russ versus. And then I had to remind him, he's not going to start until like week six.
Well, that's the debate, Michael. I mean, like, how do you do this? Like, what if he clearly shows you he's better than Dalton in camp? Are you on board with not rushing him no matter what, or are you on board with dictating the quarterback, letting you know if he's ready or not?
I'm not. I don't want to rush him. Listen, this is the first. I mean, this is the smartest draft day thing they've done involving quarterbacks since 1981. Was McMahon 81 or 82?
Good.
It's the smartest thing they've done in 40 years. I don't know. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to undermine it. It's too delicate. Like you just said, I heard you coming into this segment. It's too hard to develop a quarterback to screw it up. And you're right. And so I don't want to screw it up. And so if it's week 6 or 10 or 8 or 10, suppose they're 5-1 like they were last year after going into week 6. You're going to bench the redhead, the red rocket? You're going to bench him? I mean, we're not that town. We're not Philly. We don't have to do something because we have to do it because the fans are so, insane. Yes, I said that about Philly. And I'd say it about a lot of other places, too. Mostly in the East, but not entirely. But I'm grateful. I'm good for Pace and Nagy. I mean, good for them. Although they were going to get fired if they didn't get this right, their jobs are hanging by a thread. So they got it right this time. They were given a second chance, and they seem to at least got it right so far as the pick. I mean, 4 years ago, we didn't even think they got it right necessarily. Moments after Trubisky was picked,
right?
There's no question. They did the right thing. How about that? Let me not say they got it right. They've done the right thing. They were bold. They were decisive. They moved up. They got. They paid, but they didn't pay. They didn't overly pay like they paid for Trubisky, but they didn't even need to move up. So they've done the right thing. Pace and Nagy, good for them. Now let's continue to see them do the right thing by not rushing this kid onto the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a debate all offseason.
I know.
It's going to be big. McMahon was 82. He was the fifth overall pick in that NFL
39 years.
Yeah.
39 years to get it right again for the next time. How about that for a gap?
Yeah, yeah. But, going to the Ohio State thing, Michael, we've talked a lot about this. We've had callers bring that up. You know how this goes. Like, years ago, there was a book on, Duke players. Don't draft Duke players. They're soft. They're no good in basketball. And then Grant Hill happened. And then the next thing you know, every player that comes out of Duke is a star.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Things change.
But yeah.
Things change.
Grant Hill was the but it took Duke basketball is like 90 years old by the Ohio State football is more than 100 years old. We better hope this is the kid who changes it, Sylvie. But right now, there's no Grant Hill. I mean, it's going to have to be him. It's going to have to be Fields. It's going to have to be the Grant Hill of this discussion, of that analogy. Because, come on, how many Ohio State, Tom Zach was, no one ever thought he was necessarily going to be great, but he wasn't great. Who else did we have? Krenzel?
Yep, Craig Krenzel.
Craig Kringle, he had a great record at one point, as I remember. But Ohio State, look at the last 5 years. They had three guys on one team that we thought were going to be at least pros for a while. None of them is in the NFL. The last one they took, my neighbor, the kid was drafted by the Washington football team. He the team made the playoffs, and they threw him out. And wouldn't even let him start the game. I mean, Ohio State has a dreadful history at quarterback. Not just like, well, you know, guys didn't pan out. No. That school's history at quarterback is every bit as bad as the Bears' history at quarterback. Do I hope it's over? Of course I do. I mean, last night, Sylvie, I don't know where you were, but in the city where I was, you could hear some horns blowing, yep. People are like shouting out of cars. It was so funny. It was like, you know, like the one of our teams that won at least a playoff round.
That's what I said,
and
Michael.
All it was with a draft pick. I was dying.
Hey, listen to this, Michael, because that's how I opened the show. I'm hungover today. I was drinking a tequila on the rocks, and I had a buddy over, and after the pick, the drinks started flowing. I'm calling it joy drinking. We've had people check in who are still joy drinking right now, and I felt like, you know how I felt like? I felt like in 15 and 16 watching the Cubs in these big postseason games when the game would be going well, and I'd be excited, and I'd be drinking more and more, and they'd win a game. Like, it's been a while since I've had that feeling. For any Chicago sports recently?
I guess it's been since 15 and 16, Blackhawks 15, Cubs 16. I guess it has been a minute. I don't know that we won anything. Again, I don't want anybody to misunderstand, misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm like, wow, I'm relieved. I'm like everybody else. Not like everybody else, because I didn't start drinking. It was so funny, though. I walked downstairs in my building. I decided to get Giordano's last night, a pizza. I was going to go out and grab something. I wasn't going to watch the draft. As you alluded to, I don't watch the draft. And then, because my son had annoyed me to such a great degree, I said, okay, let me watch this. He's actually saying some things that make sense. And once Denver didn't draft a quarterback in Carolina, I was like, man, these two are still on the board. Let me just hold my skepticism over the draft and the Bears in it for a minute, order some Giordano's, and I'll stay here and watch. I went down to get my pizza when it was delivered, and people were just like wandering in the building. Like, hey, how about that pick? We got a quarterback.
How about them Bears?
And I was like, oh, my God, this is hysterical. Which also underscores just how dreadful our quarterback history is.
For sure.
I mean, it's 101 years old. There's two quarterbacks it's more than two that matter, but really two. And I'm talking about, you know, 101 years. So I'm relieved. I'm grateful. I'm hopeful. But I'm not planning the parade route just yet.
Yeah. Giordano's, by the way, they're thin crust, sneaky good.
Thin crust, extra sausage, baby.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. I mean, I here's how I kind of feel, and this isn't the best comp. I know there are a lot of flaws in it. I felt this way about Theo, where they got Theo, and a lot of people were telling me, Sylvie, it's still the Cubs. It's not going to be any different. And
yeah,
I
knew that was different. You go back and get what I said about Theo.
Right. And
that was as close to a lock as we were going
to
get.
And it's not apples to apples, because Theo did it in Major League Baseball, where he proved it in Boston, and I knew he could do it. But what I've seen from Justin Fields, and I know the guys agree with me on this, is when we've reached for quarterbacks, whether it's Grossman or McNown or Trubisky, we never saw them on the national stage win the biggest games when it mattered most, like we saw Justin Fields for two straight years.
Grossman didn't do that?
He had success in Florida, but they weren't a national championship, runner-up.
You're right. That didn't happen until what's-his-name came. Yeah.
Urban Meyer came, yeah. This guy did it against the best.
He the game he played against Clemson is one of the all-time games by a quarterback. Again, I don't really have skepticism about Fields. But the process, man, you got to have good health. You got to have great linemen. We don't. That has to happen tonight. I know the Bears' best offensive line. You had two or three of those guys Covert was a first round draft pick, right? Wasn't he like top five pick overall?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that line, you could predict the greatness of that line to protect Jim McMahon. And that was at a time where you couldn't even protect anybody because people could take cheap shots like they did. And he got dumped on his arm once. And there were things that happened that were beyond the control of any team. But the Bears have got to get a line. They have a running back. They have the receivers. I mean, this offense could be explosive right away. It could be for either of the quarterbacks. But a lot has to happen. The development. Here's one thing you won't hear from me, Sylvie. You won't hear me say the head coach doesn't want to coach this guy. He clearly wants to coach him. And I know there's a lot of different reporting out there, and it will all come to light piece by piece over the next few weeks. But, you know, you listen to some of the people that I know I listened to going into this, and they believe it was Nagy's pick more than anything, that he really, 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 really wanted Fields and any chance to get him. And kudos to him if that's the case. He's going to be all in with this quarterback in a way that no matter what he says now, he wasn't all in with the last one.
Yeah, that's...
He wasn't there on draft night when that quarterback was chosen.
Yeah.
Came later. Wasn't his guy. This is his guy. But even then, so many things have to happen. Am I glad they're trying to make it happen with this guy? Yeah, I am.
Perfectly summed up, Michael. Enjoy. Can't wait to see you again. We were supposed to do it yesterday. The Sox got rained out and they had the doubleheader. So hopefully we'll get to see you in person soon, all right?
All right, absolutely soon. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
There you go. Michael Wilbon is absolutely awesome. He's also brought to you by Design First Builders. Before you remodel, design first. So how do you feel? Are you cautiously optimistic? That's how Wilbon sounded. Wilbon didn't panic. Wilbon didn't put it down. He's just cautiously optimistic. And he does give a good warning that I want to discuss coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
That's kind of the sound for most Bears fans today. Excited. We got to do this the right way. And when I say we, the Bears have to do it the right way. It's what we talked about a little bit with Wilbon. We mentioned it earlier in the show. And then the Justin Fields interview, if you missed it, is coming up in about 10 minutes. You got to support the kid. Yes, we think he's the real deal. But Matt Nagy's got to support him with the right play calls. He's got to support him with the run. Ryan Pace has to support him with the weapons. And they do have good weapons right now. Right now, they've got a young running back, a young tight end, Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney as your wide receivers. They have a good interior line. They've got to address right tackle. Charles Leno's probably going to be out the door in a year. You cannot have happen what happened to Cutler. And I'm not saying that Cutler was going to be a star, but you cannot have him running around not protected like Jay was. You cannot have a Devin Hester type as your number one wide receiver. You cannot go into a year like Ryan Pace went in last year where you're patchworking your offensive line, whether you're Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky or even a guy with as much talent as Justin Fields. You've got to now support him. And the Bears haven't done that. So it was a great move up the board. I love what they've done. Now you got to add to it. And now it is all about support. 312-332-3776. Philly Sid, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Sid?
Hey, Sylvie. I am genuinely thrilled for you guys. I think it was one of the most amazing things I heard. I got home from soccer training last night and heard about the move. Also heard that essentially when all of the corners went off the board, that Dallas was basically begging to get out of the spot. And I knew Philly wanted a receiver, so they jumped ahead and basically made Devontae their guy, which made that pick for the Giants irrelevant. They didn't want to stay there, and it was a perfect opportunity. It couldn't have fallen any better for the Bears. The only thing that I hope that moving forward that happens for them is that they don't start the kid. I don't care how he looks in training camp. I come into the season, Andy Dalton's the guy. He's the sacrificial lamb. You throw him out there. with whatever offensive line you got to see where those challenges are. And
Sid, what if he's great? What if he shows you in preseason and in practice he's great?
No.
You don't. So
I don't. And the reason I say that is because Andy Reid has a proven track record of the proper way. There are other guys that have done it without it, but the proper way to develop a young guy coming into the NFL is exactly what he did with Donovan McNabb, who went to 5 NFC championship games and 1 Super Bowl, and the kid in Kansas City. You keep him on the bench. The season becomes irrelevant at a point. If you think the kid is ready to get out there and get some action in, fine, throw him out there. The Bears fans, we shouldn't go into this season thinking the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl no matter who the starter is. They don't have the full total team to compete to win a Super Bowl this year. But what they do have is a guy in promise in Fields that could possibly be your future Patrick Mahomes. And I think the best way to get him to that future is to go through this slowly and calmly and not just basically say, I got to throw this kid in.
Right. Sid, it's a good call. I don't know if that's the right way to do it, but I believe, we talked about this with Black and Abdallah earlier, I believe that's what Nagy's going to do. I believe Nagy is not going to play him right away, no matter how he looks. I don't think he's going to let, Waddle said, let the quarterback determine if he plays or not. He'll tell you if he's ready. I believe they've got this plan and it's mapped out this way where they're gonna make him wait. Jeff is in Homer Glen. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Sylvie? How you doing?
Everything's good. Happy weekend.
Happy weekend. Hey, you played high school baseball with my cousin, Michael Gremley.
Oh, he's good too. I played little. Like I grew up with Michael, with Mike Gremley. I still am Facebook friends with. He's out in Colorado now, isn't he?
He is. He's enjoying life out there in Colorado. So I'll tell him that you said hello.
You got it.
So I kind of have an unpopular opinion. I'm going to agree with Wilbon, but going through the YouTube highlights and actually watching after Justin Fields got drafted and the highlights they were showing, he's a one-read RPO guy. I like his arm strength, the ability to fit the ball in the tight spaces. But after the RPO, he's looking off the safety to throw either the deep post or that deep fade. I hope that we can develop him and not rush the progress that he's going to make and develop him. And let's ride the red rifle here for the season or until he's developed and shows that he can make those reads and check down to a number two receiver. And hopefully we get Pat Mahomes situation here a couple years later.
Jeff, thank you. Black, you've been very against the narrative of him being a one-read quarterback. Explain why.
Because he's not. Back to you.
Here, I'll give you the numbers. As soon as he started talking, Chris goes, get it with your stats.
Because you hear this with some analysts too. Some analysts who have tore him down say that the Ohio State office is a one read offense.
Here's anybody who wants to support Justin Fields, write these down. Put these in your little notes app or whatever. Write these down. He's got, this is all according to Pro Football Focus, he's got the highest grade on throws past his first read since 2019. Number one is Justin Fields. Number two is Zach Wilson. Number three is Trey Lance, .. Number seven is Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh.
He is the highest graded QB on throws past the first down marker. He has the most touchdowns on throws 30 yards or more down the field. He has the highest percentage of accurate passes on throws 5 or more yards down the field. And he's the only QB with top 10 passing and rushing grades last season. This is all from Pro Football Focus.
One read quarterback, though.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sylvie, if you go back and you watch the highlights or you watch the game against Clemson, those aren't one read plays. He's making tough decisions in the pocket, eluding pass rushers, and then going downfield in traffic, making throws. I mean, he hangs in the
pocket, too.
Yeah, he's good. So not a one-read guy.
It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. And what else is going to be good? Look, the weekend's here. We're all joyous now. We're joy drinking. So I want you to circle this date and remember, because it's Monday. It's coming up on Monday. You got to hop on this quickly, people, because the ESPN 1000 and Coors Pure is teaming together for the inaugural Grip It and Sip It Classic Golf Outing. It's going to benefit Alive Rescue of Chicago. They do fantastic work. Now, the golf outing is Monday, June 7th. So that's coming up in about 5 weeks or so. It's going to be at Seven Bridges Golf Club. All your favorites from ESPN 1000 are going to be there. Monday's an important date because this Monday, May 3rd at 9 a.m. is when tickets go on sale. So make sure you know this website. It's pretty easy to remember. Grip It and Sip It Classic.com. It's It's the name of the golf outing. GripItAndSipItClassic.com. We're going to drink, and we're going to grip the golf clubs, and we're going to hit it. Right? That's what you're doing. It's not exactly
you sound like a re-golfer now,
yeah.
Sylvie.
Yeah. We're going to grip it and we're going to sip it. That's what we're doing. GripItAndSipItClassic.com. Cost is $300 for a twosome, $600 for a foursome. It's a great value when you know you're getting lunch and dinner. You're getting your golf. You're getting your cart. You're getting a ton of prizes. You're getting a swag bag. And you're getting out of the house and you're socializing again on a warm day in the city of Chicago at Seven Bridges Golf Club. Again, presented by Coors Pure, and it's also brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers, Alta Equipment, Hawthorne Racecourse, and PointsBet Sportsbook, and American Sale. GripItAndSipItClassic.com, 9 a.m. on Monday. Justin Fields interview coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We're going to still take your calls, and Bleck and Abdallah will be hosting through 6:30. Then we've got White Sox pregame. We had Justin Fields on the show earlier as he joined us on the Corona Hotline. He was drafted by the Bears. It's been a revitalized fan base today. And we asked Justin how he was feeling over the last 24 hours or so.
Thank you. I'm feeling great. You know, my first day in Chicago, I'm feeling awesome. You know, the weather's not too bad. And I'm just glad to be up here, and I'm definitely excited for the future. So,
yeah,
great day.
You know, you come from a great fan base at Ohio State. It's only been 24 hours, and not even that. But you're here in town. Can you feel the thirst and the love that this city already has?
I could definitely, you know, feel the love from the Bears fans. You know, I can just tell that, you know, they're very passionate about, you know, this organization, this city, this sport. So I'm excited, and I'm, you know, just grateful for the opportunity.
One thing, Justin, that I really enjoy is, you know, since the moment you got drafted last night, you know, people have asked you about being the franchise quarterback in Chicago, a town that, as most of us know, hasn't had a franchise quarterback in like 70 years. And you have not shied away once from saying that you believe you want to be a franchise quarterback. Why are you so confident in setting those high expectations for yourself?
You know, those are just the, you know, expectations I have for myself that I've, you know, goals that I've set for myself. So I'm going to, you know, do everything that I can, everything in my power to accomplish those goals, whether it's, you know, working out 20 times a week or doing whatever I need to do to become the best quarterback I can be and the, you know, best player I can be.
You know, there's always pressure with being the star quarterback in college, the star quarterback in the NFL. Do you feel added pressure knowing the history of Bears quarterbacks?
No, not really. I don't feel any added pressure because, you know, I don't think, you know, those quarterbacks have anything to do with me other than, you know, we play for the same organization. So I don't think, you know, those situations will, you know, affect my situation here at all.
Do you, when you look at the situation here, like you were just talking about, and what you went through at the draft, and there were a lot of unfair things being said about you, you stated yesterday that those are forgotten. The process is forgotten. There's no chip on your shoulder. Is that really true? There's not going to be a chip?
There's no chip from what people are saying about me, because I think at the end of the day, I know myself. I know, you know, the work I put in. I know how much I care about this game. So there's not going to be an added chip for, you know, the false things that were said about me. No.
Did Coach Nagy try to stump you today, Justin, with some more formations? He loved the fact that when you guys were on Zoom and he asked you to give him some formations, you nailed it.
Yeah, he definitely hit me with some more yesterday too. But no, we didn't go over formations today, but we probably will be very soon. So just like I said before, I'm very excited and ready to get started.
Did you have any inkling you were headed here?
No, I. Zero idea. To be honest, after, you know, after we started getting about into like 6, 7, 8, I had no idea where I was gonna, you know, end up. So I'm just grateful it was here in this great city. So It's awesome.
So take us through the video. We're watching on ESPN. I'm downstairs in my basement. I'm having a beverage or maybe 10, and I'm really excited. And you're the look on your face had people wondering, you know, like, were you happy? Because you weren't, like, outwardly emotional. Take us through that, and what was your emotion?
I was definitely happy, of course. I think, you know, my maybe facial expressions were, you know, towards the waiting I might have done. I, you know, didn't think I was going to have to wait that long, but, you know, that's fine. I'm at the place where, you know, I'm supposed to be. So, again, just grateful for the opportunity, and I'm excited to get started.
Tell us, Justin, about today. Who did you meet player-wise in the building? And I saw you mentioned that you had actually ran into Andy Dalton before in California, right?
Yeah, me and Andy have, you know, met once before. He's a great guy, a quarterback that is very bright. He's very talented, of course, and, you know, he's, of course, you know, has a lot of experience, you know, playing in the NFL. So I'm definitely looking forward to learning from him.
Do you want to start right out of the gate?
I want to do what's best to win games. So whatever, you know, Coach Nagy thinks, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to help my team out in whichever way possible.
Justin Fields joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. All right, let's get to know you a little bit, all right? Maybe some things that Bears fans don't know about you. Who is Uno?
Uno is my dog. He's almost 2 years now. He's a French bulldog, and, yeah, he's just my best friend, so, yeah.
And did you name him, obviously, after the number that you wear?
Yeah, so actually I was, you know, thinking about naming him like Roscoe or something like that, but I was like, man, that's kind of, you know, basic. So one of my old teammates, he actually suggested the name Uno, and I was like, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea. So I just stuck with that one.
How about the scouting report on Justin Fields, the shortstop?
Ooh, right now or back in the day?
Back in the day when I saw some highlights, Justin, and you look smooth.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I was, you know, definitely a better than average baseball player, of course. You know, I've been playing baseball since I was like 4. So, I mean, baseball has always kind of been in my life. But, you know, I've bat leadoff, so, you know, kind of fast. We're running around the base and definitely a solid shortstop. So I was definitely a pretty good baseball player for sure.
Cubs or Sox?
Ooh. I'm going to go with.
There's a big one, Justin.
I'm going to go with white Cubs, so I'm definitely half and half right now.
Oh, there you go. That's smart. That is absolutely smart. We're talking to Justin Fields. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. I also saw a great interview with you guys, and you got the endorsements going, too. I mean, I saw pistachio nuts. I saw Chipotle. I saw Lazy Boy. I mean, it seems like you enjoy being in the spotlight.
You know, I wouldn't say enjoy it, but I think, you know, of course, being a quarterback in the NFL, you have no choice but to be in the spotlight. So, of course, I'm going to embrace, you know, my position and, you know, the position I'm in today. So, I wouldn't necessarily say enjoy being in the spotlight, but, you know, I certainly don't mind it. Sure.
Well, you'll be in the spotlight here in Chicago, no doubt about that. And one more thing, Justin, about getting to know some of these guys. When you transferred from Georgia to Ohio State, how long did it take you to kind of get command of the locker room and be the guy? And could you use that experience to help you here in Chicago?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, kind of when I moved to Ohio and actually transferred to Ohio State, of course, I didn't know most of the guys. So, you know, what my mindset kind of was just to go in there and, you know, show those guys, you know, in workouts and, you know, team conditioning that I wanted to be there. I wanted to win. So it was really just working hard in those workouts. And, you know, as time went along, I built personal relationships with, you know, all of my teammates. And, of course, that's kind of when, I guess, I, you know, took over the locker room completely.
Justin, when a lot of guys were opting out of the college football season, you and your dad were very vocal about wanting to play. Why did you take that up in such a big way?
Yeah, because, you know, of course, you know, my sophomore season at Ohio State ended in an interception. So, you know, I think in the offseason after that game, you know, my teammates and I, we put in a lot of work you know, we worked hard. So I think, you know, all of that work put in from not only my teammates, but my coaches, from everyone in that building, I think, you know, it was only fair to them that, you know, we had played a season and that we had, you know, of course, gotten a chance to play in the national championship game. So that's pretty much why I fought so hard to have a season.
Are you aware of Club Dub at all with the Bears and their tradition under Matt Nagy?
Club Dub, no, I'm not.
So they turn out the lights. They got this from the Cubs. Turn off the lights. They put the disco ball up. They blare the music, and everyone enjoys the win, and they dance. Are you all in?
I'm all in on that.
That's awesome.
You go to Ohio State's Instagram page, you'll definitely find a couple of videos of me dancing on there. So you got to catch me doing that, for sure.
But we can't wait, and that means Bears win. Justin, we can't wait to watch you play. Like I said, you know, I'm almost 50. I've never had a stud quarterback in town, and we're all excited to see where you go, and hopefully you're the guy. So thank you for joining us today, and best of luck.
Sir, thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
We liked it. And if you missed it or you just got in here late, remember, this interview available on the ESPN Chicago app. Download that today. Follow us on our Twitch channel as well, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We got some weekend listening for you, that special podcast we recorded, Uncensored Crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko. If you enjoyed Crosstalk when our two shows were back to back and you miss it now, download this special podcast, all your favorite shows on demand on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, before we get into Black and Abdallah's show, we'll continue to take calls on this one and also with Black and Abdallah. Then we've got Sox baseball. Who is Carlos and why will he forever be famous? That's coming up next. 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert at HeroLoan.com. The Home Loan Expert will pay for appraisals, and you can close your VA loan in as little as 14 days. Apply online today at HeroLoan.com.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Got this from one of the PR people at ESPN. They just tweeted this out. According to NetBase, they judge social media, or they measure social media interaction. She writes, according to NetBase, the Chicago Bears moving up to the number 11 pick to select Justin Fields elicited the largest spike of social reaction during last night's first round, closely followed by an uptick around the Eagles' move to get Heisman winner Devontae Smith. So, you know, with all Bears fans reacting, with NFL fans reacting to the big trade up, like we were talking about this with Wilbon, I was trying not to peak like I did in 17, Abdallah. It was with my buddy Perry. But once they made the trade up, I could not resist. I wanted to, like, so you let me know first, Abdallah, the way this went down is the text chain that we have was going pretty good last night, as you would expect. Some of us were liquored up as well. And all of a sudden,
it's just you.
No, you know Waddle was drinking.
Maybe,
come on now,
yeah.
You weren't drinking?
No.
No?
No, I need to get clear eyes, full heart for the draft.
Look at you, Friday Night Lights. So all of a sudden, in the middle of a conversation, Abdallah just texted us, OMG, in all caps. And then I noticed right away. And I'm like, what? Why? Because I wasn't looking on social media. I wanted to just enjoy the ride of the draft. And then you wrote, the Bears just traded up, in all caps. And I didn't know if you were if you were trying to just screw with us.
Well, why would I do that?
I don't know. It is.
What kind of a person am I?
It is unlike you. There are different things that you do like to do. That's not one of them. I've not experienced that with you since I've known you. But I wasn't sure, so I went to, and then they tipped me off, and then I found out. But, like, the announcement happened, And I don't, like, I think the initiative that Roger Goodell mentioned was a really good one. But, like, I think a lot of Bears fans were like, you even hear it when Eddie Jackson was reacting. He's like, come on, let's get this going. I even tweeted, come on, Roger, what do you, like, they were doing this great charitable thing for the city of Chicago. And now this guy, Carlos, who's affiliated with this charity, who's a Bears fan, announced the pick. Keep in mind this. If Justin Fields is really good, we will forever play the announcement. The Chicago Bears select Justin Fields. Like, we hear the Derrick Rose, David Stern announcement. We hear the Michael Jordan, David Stern announcement. Like, this will forever be, this guy Carlos is forever, if this is finally our guy, Carlos is going to be famous.
Carlos Nelson, please take it away with the Bears selection.
Well, how exciting is this? With the 11th pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State.
Oh! Pretty cool, but people will be like, who's that?
Well, and what's crazy, too, is because of Twitter, Carlos might have been the last one to know because it was out there.
Right.
Like, a good, like, minute before it happened, because the pick is in. As soon as it says pick is in, someone tweets it out.
Yeah.
And then you just have to wait for Kings of Leon to stop playing. What? How much Kings of Leon? They've got one song. How long did they need to play for?
We got a lot of Kings of Leon last
year. It was way too much Kings of Leon.
Can I give you guys a little cheat, a cheat sheet when you're watching the draft?
Yeah.
You know the ESPN DraftCast? How it has the list of the order of teams who are drafting? Just a heads up, the name pops up there before it's announced.
Really?
I'm just letting you guys know. If you're watching, if you have your screen up, you will see the name pop up before Goodell even says it.
Wow, that's interesting. Where do you find this then?
You know, like, if you go to ESPN.com, you go to draft, and then you can categorize by, like, best available or the teams.
Yeah.
If you go by the teams, the team that's next up, you'll see that it has, like, the arrow next to it.
Sure.
When the player is selected, it locks in. And so, like, that happens.
Is that because of the delay in TV?
Like, I don't know, because it popped up. Pretty
really,
yeah.
See, when I watch, and Boyle mentioned this to me too, and I noticed this in the past. If you're ever on your DraftKings app and you're looking at, like, live gambling and the scores are way always ahead of the television by like a good minute or two. Alex is in Lakeview. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Alex?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Fantastic.
Man, I am 29 years old. Bears fan my whole life. I am so pumped. Justin Fields is the exact person I wanted. It's hard to express how excited I am right now. My one thing is, though, I don't think this should save any of the jobs of people in the front office. I mean, if you think about it, if you're looking at best available, there is no lifelong Bears fan or any Bears fan in general that was watching the draft that if they were actually in charge of the draft wouldn't have picked Justin Fields.
Yeah, we all knew it, that it was perfect. If they would not have traded up, we would have all been angry. But, like, I was like, let's go get him. And sure,
like,
enough,
the fact
they,
that, but the look, fact that no one traded up before them, like, they had the perfect opportunity to trade up.
But like, don't forget, Alex, if this does hit, the guy who's developing him is Nagy. He's going to get credit. And the guy who picked him is Pace. And if this hits and they're good, which we want them to be, they are not going to be out. If they kept their jobs this year with and then they turn it around, those guys could be up there for a while.
Oh, it was such an easy, perfect pick. I don't think Pace should get any credit for it. But regardless, I am beyond pumped. I'm on 90-94, heading back to my house in Lakeview. Gonna enjoy some beers with the bros.
There you go. Enjoy the weekend, Alex. Have one for me. All right, there's Alex. If you want to call, talk to Bleck and Abdallah. They're coming up in 2 minutes. We have White Sox baseball coming up at 6:30. Don't forget, download that ESPN Chicago app. All those on-demand podcasts. Justin Fields, you want to listen to him? You missed the interview with us? You get it on the ESPN Chicago pod. I'll always tweet out the podcast at the end of the day, too. And that uncensored crosstalk with Carmen Yurko is up there as well. Thanks to everyone on Twitch. It was brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer. No one makes Mike's makes lemonade like Mike's. Thanks to Justin Fields, J.D., Waddle, and Wilbon. Thanks to Abdallah and Bleck. They're coming up in 2 short minutes. Have yourself a great weekend. It's ESPN 1000.
Instant classic!
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.